our gospel historian starts out the lesson tonight with a who's who in Palestinian power politics. And it's not by accident that he provides us with seven names, because, of course, seven symbolizes that understanding of universality, stability, and completeness. And so there you've got the complete sense of power politics with these seven people. And that's not all. He also gives the allusion to where the three power centers are that affect what's going on in Palestine, namely Rome, Damascus, Jerusalem. No accident that there's three, because three symbolizes stability. And so with those seven names and those three power centers, what more could you expect happening in the world at that time? Indeed, the era was known as the Pax Romana, the Peace of Rome. And the propaganda that was coming out of Rome and that would certainly have been spread by Rome and Damascus and Jerusalem is that indeed everyone, everywhere is living the most beneficial life possible thanks to the goodness of Roman military rule and subjugation. The peace of Rome. And so does, and so now, what does Luke do with it? He ignores it. Brings it up, and now you can forget about that. Because you see, my focus is on this guy named John, who's dunking people underwater in the wilderness. Luke's focus isn't on the seven most politically powerful people in the region. Luke's focus is not on the power centers, but he's talking about a nobody living and working in a no place. A guy named John out in the wilderness. Wilderness. Hebrew, the word for wilderness is mindabar, and it literally means beyond the word. You're so far out there. You're beyond everything that you're even beyond the word. You're beyond communication. And what that means is that if one is beyond communication, there's no possibility for community. And we know that communication and community are important because when people get together and talk with one another, that's the way you build relationships. And as you continue speaking with one another, you start talking about what's good and what's bad and what do we need and what would be harmful for us. And we try to reach agreements through our discussion about what would be good and what courses of action we should take so that there would indeed be peace and well-being for everyone. It's called politics, but it's politics in the good sense. It is politics where people get together and talk things out about the things that make for peace. But Luke is saying, no, we're beyond that. We're beyond politics. We are beyond the word. So what could that possibly mean, that we're out there beyond the word? Well, in biblical history, we see that God is often at work in that precise way. That God has, as we hear from the prophet Isaiah, often been building roads to nowhere. Think about the Exodus. Israel freed from Egypt. Egypt, the political power and the center of all of that power at that time. And Israel exits Egypt. And as they're going, they come up against the obstacle of the Red Sea, now pursued by Pharaoh's army. And indeed, it seems like they're going nowhere. And God builds a road through the Red Sea to the other side. And where was the other side? Nowhere. Wilderness. God takes Israel into the wilderness, a place beyond the word. We'll find out why in a moment. Or let's go ahead a number of centuries and think about the Jews in exile in Persia. And Cyrus, who's king of Persia at the time, tells the Jews, go on, go home. And so God again builds a road for the exiles to nowhere. Because going home is now nothing but wilderness. Where Jerusalem used to be is simply ruin and rubble. There's no place. There's really nowhere to go. And yet God is building the road for those exiles to nowhere. And now, what about us? Where are you going? Where is the path in life taking you? What journey and road are you on? You think you're going somewhere? Or you think you've already reached it and you're in that place where you really want to be? And then all of a sudden, God comes along and says, let's go nowhere. Because when you think about it, dear friends, you really are going nowhere. What does that mean, to be going nowhere? To be going beyond the word? Well, God taking us into the wilderness beyond that word is that understanding that God is taking us beyond the kinds of words that we are used to hearing day in and day out. The words of the world, if you will. The words of law, the words of accusation, the words of conflict, the words of regret, the words of guilt. And God is saying, we're going beyond those words. We're going somewhere else, and it may indeed seem like it's going nowhere. But that's where I am taking you. And where is that? Well, here's where we join that nobody, John the Baptist, in the wilderness, beyond the word. Except for one key important word. Luke tells us that John's word, John's proclamation, is the word of forgiveness. That in all the other words we hear, the words of law and accusation, of guilt and regret and conflict. There is only one word that can take us beyond all of that into the place where there is indeed genuine peace. And that word is the word of forgiveness. Because the word of forgiveness takes us to a new place, to a new beginning, to a new start. And so all of these people are coming out to John in the wilderness, beyond all of those words they keep hearing day in and day out, which do not give them the peace that they are looking for in their lives. And John proclaims to them that one word that will change your life, the word of forgiveness. Because with God's forgiveness, with our forgiving of one another, we get to start over again. So that all those places you have been, that indeed at times you don't really want to be, you can leave them behind. We are beyond that because we have been forgiven. And so, in this Advent, as we prepare for this new way of living. We prepare for a new road that God is building for us, a path of forgiveness, a path of peace, a path of hope. And in that way, even if we feel like nobody and we're going nowhere, we're beyond that. Because we have that word which provides the guidance and the direction and the place where we want to be in our lives. The word of